Street trouble, rather, in England shifts from Liverpool to London. I'm C.D. Jaco from The Source, and about 500 young blacks roam through the streets of an immigrant neighborhood in London tonight, breaking windows, looting stores, and fighting police. Scotland Yard spokeswoman Somerset Ogden.
There were two reported stabbings in the area. They obviously gone to hospital, and we don't know how serious they are, although we don't think they are very serious. Neither of the victims were police officers.
This is the third neighborhood in London to suffer through street rampages in the last month. Liverpool was rocked by riots for three nights this week. A combination of racial tensions and high unemployment have been blamed for the blow-ups. Three GIs from the Vietnam era are on their way home in the tiny wooden coffins holding their remains. The bodies of the three who'd been listed missing in action were turned over to U.S. officials in Hanoi today. Over 2,500 servicemen are still listed as missing in Southeast Asia. A dream took to the sky today over the English Channel. The Solar Challenger became the first solar-powered plane ever to fly across the channel, making the trip in 5.5 hours. Designer Paul McCready says pilot Steve Pacek is delighted.
He showered after a rather hot flight wearing a wetsuit, and he's in great spirits, needless to say. When he landed, I don't remember what he said when he first got out, but he sure had a grin from ear to ear.
The Solar Challenger weighs 216 pounds and is powered by 16,000 photoelectric cells. And Ronald Reagan says Arizona Judge Sandra O'Connor is his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. Anti-abortionists say they don't like her and they'll fight the nomination. President Reagan called the Moral Majority's Jerry Falwell tonight, asking that he support Judge O'Connor. Falwell says he is not convinced. Falwell wants O'Connor to tell him, face to face, that she opposes abortion. And that's news. I'm C.D. Jaco from The Source.